And we're talking with Timothy Busfield and Melissa Gilbert in the studio, and they are, after 5 years together here in Livingston County, on their way out the door.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call it.
We're out the door. We're out the door. We are out. We're closing
I'm
up.
I'm kind of in semi-denial, but not
100%. Lots of tears last night. We had some folks over and handed off some of the stuff in the house, and kids over that think of us as grandparents. And Melissa's made a lot of really close friends here in the last 5 years, and we have she's been coming here. I met her again in 2012. I pitched a movie to her years ago. She blew me off because I didn't have enough of a chin then, so she had to graduate to a more of a chinless look in men.
Oh, I thought you got a chin implant. I didn't know.
She was just settling at that point in her life. I got her when she was older.
Such a crazy man.
She just couldn't find the square jaws. But I said I'm really into you. The good news, the bad news is I live in Michigan. I had a little house in Holly, and she really, to her credit, put her career aside a lot. There's not a lot of work here in Michigan for a film actor and an icon like Melissa, she was here and dug in and made Myers her store and accepted sushi with mayonnaise and accepted it, and now she's back on track. She's had a phenomenal year in New York, and a movie starts shooting a movie next week, and for work reasons, it's just better for us to be there.
Yeah, so it's fair to say for career opportunities, you guys are moving on to New York.
We're moving to New York, yeah.
New York City?
Okay. We have a place in the city. We moved about a quarter of our belongings and furnished it. And then everything else has been here this whole time. And we're getting ready to have a huge estate sale the end of the month on the 27th and the 28th. That is being handled by Poof Estate Sales,
and also a beanery.
You really don't want to pack and move, so you're just selling it all.
We really want to start over, and so we've even gotten rid of a lot of the stuff that we had in New York. We put into storage for when one of the kids moves to New York and has his own place there. So we're starting over. We're starting from scratch, and Poof Estates is going to take care of this. Poof being Poof, it's gone. Not
right, right.
Poof as in any other connotation. And they will announce on their website the address the day before the sale. So around the 26th of July, the address will go up. And it's at www.poofestateservices.com. And everything is there. There's clothes.
My underwear. lots of my
some
underwear.
Toothpaste.
The underwear I wore in Revenge of the Nerds is there.
This is really, I'm still going to stick with, this is just a plan for you not to have to really pack.
Yes.
Most people when they move, it's such a process. I moved just a couple years ago and I hated it.
It's horrible.
You got to pack everything.
It's a nightmare.
This is just a way to just say, you know what?
I really don't think it's more than a break even. For us, it's certainly, there are some things in furniture that especially Melissa's had for a while that might have some great value. We do have some wonderful things in there, but it's not, it's because, when we came, she was in her 40s and I was in my mid-50s, and now she's in her 50s and I'm in my 60s. And, we have a chance to purge a little bit, and we've already decorated our place in New York and we love it. And it doesn't have a lot of the stuff we've been carrying with us for decades.
And let's face it, in New York, we need smaller furniture, and this is a big, big cabin filled with big, big furniture, and we're selling everything, all our electronics, the generator, the deep freezer, all the things that we don't really need in New York. We're taking our very, very personal photographs, but there's a little bit of Little House memorabilia.
That's what I was going to ask. I think people are going to want to know if there's memorabilia included.
There
in
is.
This.
I actually just hung something back up on the wall today that I'm going to leave for whoever decides to buy it. It's the sheet music for Little House on the Prairie, signed to me by the composer.
Oh.
But the other really major Little House stuff goes with me. But there's scripts. There's
that's Rachel Portman, by the way, that composer.
No,
I said, I was wrong.
That was the musical.
Oh.
This is the TV show.
Oh, the music.
David
from the
Rose.
TV. Oh, that was. Oh, that. That's fantastic. When your teeth were like a couple of Altoids.
Yes.
In front of your face.
You're such a crazy person. So, and these people sell. I mean, they sell everything. they'll sell the house out, all the cleaning products, dishes, pots, pans, all of our tools and equipment. It's all going to go, and we're hoping, you know, there's a big turnout and that, you know, everybody gets things that they need or want. There's some really beautiful pieces of furniture too.
So let's look back here. You know, you came to Howell. You moved to Howell in 2013, and you know, obviously it was sort of a big splash around here, our celebrity couple, and people very excited about that. And you know, it's been an interesting 5 years, to say the least. In that time, you know, you made a run for Congress that didn't work out, unfortunately. And then career opportunities have obviously sort of guided you elsewhere. So I guess looking back at your time here, you know, what are your thoughts?
You know, I was talking to someone about this, and this has been the most incredible 5 years for me, just being here. And I was trying to describe what Michigan has meant to me and what being here has meant to me. And the best way for me to describe it is to say it's been my blanket. I've been safe and comfortable and happy and at peace and content, and this has been the perfect place to have that, the sense of community here and the support of all of the people here and just the kind greetings. You know, people go on and on about Minnesota nice. I think it's Michigan nice, actually.
Without the lutefisk.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, no, and that's even nicer.
Right.
Right.
So,
that's even nicer. And we have pasties, and there's the lake culture, and it's a beautiful place. And my youngest son moved here with us and grew and flourished at Lansing Community College.
And before you moved here, I mean, you grew up in Hollywood, right? You grew
up in L.A.
L.A.
I lived in New York for a while, but all Los Angeles.
So, I mean, that was your life, mostly Southern California.
Yes.
Until 5 years here.
Here. And my first winter here was the polar vortex.
Okay.
So it It was winter on steroids.
She
I
loved
had a
it.
Blast.
She went, I was in Chicago producing a TV show for ABC, and I'd come home on the weekends. And she did snowing. It's freezing. It's so beautiful. She loved it, and she still loves it. Fireflies. We came home. Fireflies. I mean, and also too, honey, when we sort of rebooted our friendship and in 2012 and sort of started dating. Which was so immediate, and we've been inseparable ever since. She was a woman at the verge of 50 in Hollywood, an actress in Hollywood who had been an icon and been the most recognizable face in the world from 9 and several years of movies of the week. And the changes that you've been through, I think she wouldn't have gone through.
Oh, I wouldn't have aged.
Whether it was these and whether it was, you know, I'm pointed at her boob. She had her breast implants taken out. I'm going to share that with everybody on WHMI.
That's okay. I blogged about it.
I think she already shared it with
pretty
the
well
world,
known.
But the changes that we went through and the bonding and the time here has really been so great for our marriage, and that neither one of us were following, you know, our friends were, I have family here in Lansing, great friends in East Lansing, but it was our time and our bonding time in Michigan. And it's just been a perfect 5 years, really.
Yeah, it's been a great way to start our marriage, a great place to start our marriage. And this will always be the home of that, I think.
Yeah.
So even though you're moving on to the Big Apple and obviously new career opportunities, and I guess we should mention, now you just came off doing, was it a one-woman show?
I did 3 plays in 6 months in New York, 3 okay. off-Broadway plays. And the last one was a one-woman show. It was called My Brilliant Divorce. It's written by an Irish playwright, and it was just me on stage alone for an hour and a half.
And you got some great reviews for that.
I did. Yeah. I did get some great reviews for that. It was really fun. It was only a 3-week run. I could have done it for longer, but boy, was that exhausting. Woo! You know, and it was the me playing the character I was playing, but then also my character imitating other people with different accents from different countries. I think I had 16 different dialects and different genders, different ages. It was pretty wild, a pretty crazy experience. But all in all, it was fantastic.
And a lot of our friends from Michigan came in to see the plays.
It was really, really
fun.
Really great.
You know, they'd come in and trek in, and it was really great.
So Tim, you growing up here, obviously, you know, you have friends and relatives from the area, but you guys moving here to the Howell Brighton area have made some friends along the way.
Yes.
Great friends, and just far enough away from the friends I didn't want to see. You know, they couldn't be dropping in and knocking on the door. Yeah, I mean, we've made great friends. We the Smith family, which is a family, there's eight all together, isn't it?
Yeah, six kids and two parents.
And when we moved out from downtown Howell, we got a bigger dog. We got Chevy, our big golden retriever, the Alpo-looking dog. And they raise and breed these dogs. And we immediately fell in love with this family. And the kids are like our grandkids. And great friends there. And
Carrie
the nail salon,
and
Carrie Martin and Christina
Lanning at Bliss Lash Salon.
Yeah. Great friends that we'll have forever. Yeah.
And, of course, Renee, the Fudini.
That's right, Renee Tchaikovsky.
And Kim Wilson from Carriage House. And, you know, we kind of know everybody everywhere.
Mike and John in the morning.
Huge. And, you know, when we first got here, the Merkels were really great. I remember Melissa being sick. And
Adam delivered food
that he cooked in the kitchen because she was really sick and couldn't get out, and it was snowy and cold, and it was really fun. And Melissa really, I really feel like, really helped Diamonds help that evolve in a way, just because she did all of her early interviews there for Fox, and she made it her spot. And I think it was really kind of fun, and she, you know, watching her sort of help this wonderful family sort of help their restaurant kind of take off, and we're very proud of what they've done, and it's great.
Now, are you ready to not have that kind of attitude in New York? I mean, from, you know, the Midwest hospitality, and so moving to New York where you'll be less, sort of more blending in. I mean, is that something you're looking forward to, I guess?
We've been in New York pretty much full time since October of last year. And so, you know, there are advantages and there are disadvantages. I have great friends in New York that I've had for decades. So seeing them is like coming home also. The thing about New York that I also love that is different than here is everybody walks everywhere. So you have a connection to the city. And there are people of all different, speaking all different languages and all different races, all different genders, all different couplings, all different pairings. And everybody has a story. And I have, you know, it's really fascinating for me as a performer, you know, being a people watcher.
I tell you what I've seen, which is great, is that when we first got together, I was just, you know, and some of her friends that she's had all of her life that are LA people. Were great and always will be great friends. But some of her friends were just buttheads. And I think after being in Michigan, she's really adopted this no butthead policy. And if you're a butthead, or if you are so full of yourself that you can't hang, or if you don't appreciate being kind or a genuine person,
if you have an aversion to stuffed baked potato soup, you're out.
You're out. I think that seeing that and seeing this change in this woman over the last 5 years is directly attributed to our time here and her sort of, and she, I always felt and have learned in that maybe she was a bit out of place in LA. She was great at it. But that her in maybe 2 years in, 3 years in, we hadn't been in our house long. She was going through some clippings on her dad and realized that her dad went to Cass Tech and her dad grew up in Detroit and she never knew that. And those values of having a dad that she's so close to, who was a Michigan guy, and here I'm a Michigan guy. And when that dawned on us, I'm getting kind of emotional just thinking about it. But when that dawned on her, that she acclimated to that so well and is so close to her dad. It's not a coincidence, and it's not a mystery. Her dad was a Michigan guy. Although a Hollywood legend, he has a star on the Walk of Fame. He was a friend of Sinatra and Dean Martin, and all those guys warmed up for him and performed with them. She found her roots in her father, her closest. She idolizes him, lost him when she was 11, but her memories are so strong. And the values that he gave her were Michigan values. And she naturally gravitated to the state of Michigan.
Who knew?
I think you just cut the next Pure Michigan commercial. Tim Allen moved to the side.
Yeah. Tim Allen's never been here. I don't think he just pretends to come. He flies in, then he gets on the next plane and flies out with a disguise. He's entrenched in L.A. No, Tim Allen's a fantastic comedian and a wonderful guy, and has done a lot for the state.
So on you go, and I guess so. Melissa, you're out of here this weekend, and you're going to shoot a movie.
I am going to shoot a movie in Oklahoma called When We Last Spoke, based on a novel of the same name, starring opposite Corbin Burnson and Cloris Leachman.
Okay.
And it's going to be very difficult for me to control my young Frankenstein fanaticism around her. I hope she's prepared for that, because I mean, we know this movie by heart. We do dialogue from it all the time, so I know it's going to come out.
Oh, she'll do it with you. I did a movie with her. No, she'll do it. And I did a movie with her, and I know all the Gene Wilder lines, and she would come back. She remembers all of her lines from the movie. Even though she's in her 90s, she's going to remember them. But she would do Frau Blücher with me all the time. Vor Milk? No.
Thank you.
She had the face and everything. The hard part's going to be, we have to go find some old L.A. laws and you work on your Corbin Burnson imitations. I don't know what we're going to find there, but I don't know. A psych, maybe. We could pull some psych out for Corbin Burnson.
Or Major League.
Major League. We could pull out some Major League. Oh, that's right. Wait a second. Yeah, that's right.
You seem to have a passing familiarity with baseball and movies.
He's playing again.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still playing hardball. I started up again this year, and I've had a few starts for the Long Island Cubs.
Okay.
An over 45 men's wood bat baseball league. And it's been fun. It's a geezer league, you know.
Everybody. Don't let him be modest. He's a hell of a pitcher.
All right. You can't leave. The Tigers need you. Like, really bad.
Yeah, right? He should be in the bullpen. Right. They just need a bullpen. They really need a bullpen. Well, I can't even say it often enough. The bullpen has been so disappointing repeatedly
year after year. I think they're jinxed. I told this to Leland. I told it to Osmus. I told it to Kaline. They're jinxed. Everybody throws like Todd Jones or Valverde. You know, they come in, they strike out a guy, and you get excited, and then they get a guy gets a base hit, and then another guy hits a double, and then they get a guy to pop up, and then a home run, and then a double, and it just seems to be the way of our bullpen. We just can't find anybody.
All right, well, let's make a pact then. When the Tigers are in the World Series, you'll come back and visit.
Absolutely.
Us. So we'll never see each other again.
I was going to say, hang on a minute.
It's good knowing you.
Hang on. Can we just settle for third place? They're rebuilding, and you know, it's so hard losing Scherzer and Verlander and Mickey on the DL. But it just goes to show that the pitching was everything, and Porcello JD. And JD, right? And so many players. Yeah. She woke me up. Last year, she woke me up and said, "Tigers are playing. Let's go." And I got online and got a couple seats behind home plate for like $65-85 a piece, and Verlander was pitching, and she woke me up and said, "Verlander's pitching," and we went and saw his 2,000th strikeout on a gorgeous day in Comerica, and it's great. And also, too, I met Al Kaline in the World Series during one of our World Series games, the first at Comerica, and he didn't like me. And he was my hero, of course, growing up, and I loved him, and, you know, he didn't like me. So I saw him at a golf tournament for the Ilitch Foundation, and I reached out and touched his arm, and he looked at me like, "Don't touch me, kid." And he hated me. And so we went back, and McLean, the vice president, said, "You want to meet the big guy?" And I said, no. I saw where we were going. I said, "No, I don't really want to meet him." And he goes, "No." I said, "Come on in. Al, this is Tim Busfield," and he barely looks up from his desk, and he glowers and goes, "Yeah, I know Tim." And I'm thinking, what did I do? And I said, "Well, Al," and Melissa was hiding around the door. I said, "This is my wife, Melissa Gilbert." And boom! He jumps up from his desk, and he hits his knee, kicks over the trash can, and he knocks and everything, comes over and says, "Oh, my God, we grew up with you." He goes, "Oh, I mean, I didn't grow up with you, but we grew up, the family, and oh, my God, we love you." And he looked at me like, "How'd you do that?"
Right.
"How'd you get that?" And thought, and actually, with a question mark on it, said, "We should play golf sometime." Like, are you of value as a human being? And I walked out of there on cloud nine. I walked out of there like, I can't believe it. I got my hero back because of you. The greatest thing that she could have done for me. She can go now, really. I mean, that is.
Well, There, you heard it here. It's not only
all
leaving,
right, see ya.
Leaving.
See ya.
I'm going to go hang out with Al. I'm going to tell him that not to like you anymore.
So other than pitching for the Long Island Cubs, was it Long Island Cubs?
Long Island Cubs.
Okay. So what's happening with you, Curtis?
Well, we made a movie here. One of the wonderful goals that we had here, we started a company with Jeff Daniels, and we made a movie. Jeff came and said, I want to make a movie of one of our plays and use our kids and see if we can't do it. And we went and got a producer, somebody that grew up in Melissa's house, who's won Emmys and Tonys as a producer, and he found us the money, and we produced a movie called Guest Artist at Christmas time in Chelsea. And Monday I go down, and Ben Daniels puts the last of the music on the movie, and our color is being finished on it, and we've submitted it to the Toronto Film Festival, and our fingers crossed, if not their Sundance. But we finally made a movie here.
And so theatrical release? Or
yeah, we're hoping. Okay. We're hoping independent. We're hoping we can sell it. We made it for so little, I'm sure we can sell it. And Jeff is so red hot, such a great actor.
I'm curious. I want to ask you this question. So for an independent film like that, even with the theatrical release, is that something that could potentially end up on, say, Netflix?
Absolutely.
Is that a deal you might do?
Absolutely. You know, we absolutely. I mean, we made the film for $300,000. And Jeff Daniels is going to get $300,000 back no matter where. That was the goal, and to have control. And we did it, and Melissa produced
it. Tim directed
it. And I directed it.
Jeff and Tim and I produced it, and Jeff wrote it and starred in it.
Okay.
And it was a great experience. We did that, and that will be we're putting the finishing touches on that. I just had a Nashville air that I directed. And
you're on the new television series.
I'm on a new TV show for CBS called $1 that will be on in the fall. I have a recurring character as a con artist, and I come in early, maybe episode 4, and then come back in the end of the – end of the first season when they
well, don't spoil it
when they need me. I won't spoil it too much, but we have that and a couple other. I'm directing an episode of a new show with Nathan Fillion called Rookie in Los Angeles and next month, and we've got a pilot. I taught a class at Michigan State. I was a professor at Michigan State for a year, followed in my father's footsteps, and put a year in at Michigan State in 2016-17, and one of the classes was the television pilot. And we really wanted to show the kids that, you know, it's not about money. It's not about so many things that bog them down. And don't push a boulder uphill. Grab a couple of cameras, and I'll show you how to make a pilot. And we made it. And now it's in the New York Television Festival, and it's won a couple of festivals already. And it was an all-Michigan State crew. We got Dylan Baker up, who's an Emmy Award nominee, and Maren Mazie, who's an
Tony Award nominee,
and in the Theater Hall of Fame. And put the kids with the pros and tried to bridge the gap between amateur and professional filmmaking. And we got a really nice little film out of it. And it's winning awards and in festivals. That's next week. And then again in the Jersey Shore Film Festival. So we're doing that. I got that going on and working. And
we're developing stuff together constantly. We have a company of our own, the Gilbert and Busfield Company. And
how did you get that billing?
You,
I mean, why is
said,
it at the Busfield?
She brought back your idol. So what are you?
That's right. That's right, John. I'm
get
sorry.
Get Al Kaline on the phone.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Get Al Kaline on the phone.
And so Guest Artist, you said that was shot in the Chelsea area.
In Chelsea.
Yeah. Awesome. At Christmas time. The people were there right at the train station there. And it made it into a nice little Christmas film because Chelsea looked like, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. It looked like
Bedford Falls.
It's so
gorgeous.
Beautiful and great town. And they opened their doors to us and let us film. My son, Willie, is the DP. He was a professional DP. And Ben Daniels did the music. And Luke Daniels was operating camera with my son, Willie. And
my son, Michael, was Jeff's stand-in.
Okay.
It was a family thing.
Did a mom and pop with our company, and you know, we're trying to sell other properties we developed here. So we got a lot done while we were here in Michigan.
We really did.
That was really sort of capping on the.
Well, hey, we're sorry to see you go, but we're glad you were here. Thank you so much, and we wish you the best. We hope you come back soon and say hello when you're in town. Please stop in anytime.
We'll say, you know what? We listen to this station. We absolutely love this station. And we really, again, the stuff that we have in our home, we really don't want to cart it to next week. I'm taking the bed and something else.
So keep an eye on hoofestateservices.com for the address. The estate sale is the 27th and the 28th of July.
All right. Get a piece.
Yeah, get a piece. Thanks for having us, John. Thanks for having Mike.
Thanks for everything you guys have done.
Sweet. to us from the beginning. This is just our favorite radio station in Michigan. We listen to you. It's the music
we'll
is just our music.
Yeah, and we do stream. So please, you know,
yeah, we'll stream.
Introduce
it.
Us to the Long Island Cubs in the clubhouse.
I'll do that. Right. I'll do that. They don't know who I am. They don't know. They just think I'm just some old guy out there pitching. So.
We know better.
You're a crazy person.
Yeah, we know better, and that's what matters. So, Melissa Gilbert, Timothy Busfield, again, it's been a pleasure, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Livingston County.